Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
I'm here to talk to you about the amazing thing it is to be homeless. You know, so if you ever want to try it for yourself, let me give you a few hints. One of the first is that I was homeless during the Olympics in 2002. It went right about when we started being homeless, my kids and I. And a lot of people, when they're cold and homeless, make the mistake of running the heater in their car, if you're lucky enough to have a car, to stay warm all night. But the problem with this is that the car gets really, really hot, and then you turn the heater off, and then it gets really, really cold, and you have to wake up and turn on the car again and get it really, really hot, and then you turn it off. So if you want to be more comfortable while you're homeless, run the defrost and run it on low, because it'll take longer to warm up the car, but then it'll keep you warm longer all night long. So, you know, if you're ever homeless, remember, vent. And as a turbo bonus to this, you can take burritos, and we used to buy these little 79-cent, they're now $1.29, but they used to be 79 cents. And if you put those next to the vents in your windshield, by morning you'll have a warm breakfast. Otherwise, you usually end up eating crackers or something cold. So if you want to start the day out warm, put food you want to cook in the dash of your car. And another thing is, when you're homeless, people don't like you. The police don't like you. You have cooties or something, and they want to shoo you away. So to try to get more than 1 or 2 hours of sleep at night, don't park in a park. I know it's called a park, but don't park there, because the police find you really, really fast. And also, the poorer the neighborhood, the more often police drive by. So we oddly enough found that we would be bothered a lot less if we parked in rich neighborhoods, because the cars are further away from the curb, and if you're really, really quiet and park under trees, you're not noticed as much. And often I could get maybe 4 hours of sleep at night, or maybe even five, before the police or a neighborhood watch would find you and tell you to go away. So, you know, if you want to get more than 1 hour of sleep, then, man, go rich. You know, park in a really nice neighborhood. And one of the side benefits that I had one night was I was up in the Olympus Cove area, and we were in a cul-de-sac, and after about 1 or 2 hours, you cramp up when you're sleeping because you're sitting down all night long trying to sleep. And there was four of us in a Hyundai, so we either had to like each other or kill each other, and we decided to play nice. But I woke up just stiff. I had to get up and move around because, again, it's hard to sleep sitting up all night. And but my kids were asleep, so I got out really, really quiet, and all of a sudden you're freezing. Because I didn't want to take the trouble to get my coat on, because that would have woken the kids. But I looked between these two trees, and the valley opened up to me. It was a million-dollar view that I could never afford. But while homeless, I was given this gift of these amazing lights. And people had not yet had time to take down their Christmas lights, and so it sparkled and it glowed, and there was a bit of a mist, and it was blending it all together, and it looked kind of like a Christmas tree laying down taking a nap. And I was awestruck. I had never seen anything so amazing in my entire life. It was like the until I reached in the valley, and I was just amazed. Until I realized that not one of those lights, not one of those millions, was a place that I could go and open a door and get my kids and I warm for the night. Not a single one. And at that moment, I knew I was the worst mother ever on the whole entire planet, because I could not shelter my children. I couldn't even feed them properly. We were living in a car. And I decided God must hate me or be so disappointed in me that I didn't matter, because emotions are a strange thing when you're homeless, because you realize all that you cannot do. I could not register my children for school because we didn't have an address. And without that, you don't belong to a school district. You cannot say, I live within the boundaries of this school, therefore you have to teach my child. So a lot of things get lost. You can't vote when you're homeless because, again, you don't live in a voting district. And again, I wasn't a criminal or anything. I just could not afford rent. And so much of my life was taken away. I became fearful and very, very withdrawn because so many people treated me like I was a leper. If I was in their store just for 5 minutes to get warm, how could they tell I was homeless? I never could figure that one out. But they would tell me to go away. Are you buying something? I would say, no. Well, then leave. You know, and I knew how the lepers felt at the time of Christ because I was an emotional leper in Utah. I wasn't wanted, neither were my children, and to be treated with so much disdain at the very time you were welcoming the world was hard to take. But it was life, it was reality, so you just kind of hide because you're tired of being treated like you have cooties. But then I accidentally ran into Family Promise. It was called Interfaith Hospitality Network back then, but what you don't realize that you give to these families is when we walked in that door, we were welcomed. I went from being the leper to being welcomed. And someone shook my hand and someone else gave me a hug. And I was called by name. I was no longer, hey you, what are you doing? Hey you, get out of my store. I had a name again. I was a person again. And that brought me back to humanity, a little bit at a time. Every night, the problems were still horrible for me to solve, but I had a place every night that I came home to, and I was human again. It was hard, though. Still is. I never made it to being a millionaire. I will never be invited to a White House dinner, but that's okay. But there were times when I wanted to give up because the problems were insurmountable. How do you get a job if you don't have an address or phone number to put on an application? How can someone call you back, even if they want to hire you, to tell you you have the job when you have no communication? Everything was hard. I needed a job to get a phone, but I didn't have a phone to, you know, you're stuck in these cycles. But one night I went to Vicki Newman, who ran Interfaith back then, and I said, I can't do this anymore. This is impossible. My whole life stinks. So, without saying a word, she opened her drawer, dug around for a minute, and handed me this. Oh, great, that solves everything. I'm happy now, thank you. And she goes, open it. Okay. And inside was a scented candle. And she said, now your life doesn't stink. Okay, fine. And she was right, life does not stink. Life is a miracle, life is amazing. And she challenged me that on the nights when I wanted to give up, to remember the first time I heard my children cry when they were born. And that was the grandest music you can ever hear. 3 weeks later, when you hadn't had sleep, it wasn't. But that first time, it was really cool. So life was a gift. I needed to treasure life. I didn't need to appreciate the challenges, but the life itself was a miracle. And when we were here, oddly enough, eating in your amazing garage, I came to love that garage because there were tablecloths. I mean, a homeless person eating on a tablecloth. One night I was very discouraged. I was going through chemo at the time, and to try to recover from chemo when you're homeless and you can't just sleep for several hours is really hard. But one of the volunteers said, go take a hot shower. I'll watch your kids for a minute. And they took my kids into those amazing tables in the garage and brought out crayons and things. And when I came out, I felt better, and I went to see my daughter, and she handed me this. And it said, hey, you broke my heart. Man, I'm the worst mom ever. I broke my daughter's heart. And the volunteer said, you're missing the bigger message. I want you to read what else she wrote. And on this side, she wrote, P.S., please unbreak it, and drew a little tube of glue. And she said, your daughter has faith in you. Your daughter can see your strength. You are not seeing it right now, but your daughter does. So hold on to that. So here at Hilltop, I was reminded that I'm stronger than I thought I was, and I had courage once again. And the last of the lessons I'll mention that I got while I was at Interfaith was, again, I was having another tantrum. I'm kind of famous for those. And I was kind of mad at God this time. I'm like, now, come on. I've worked so hard. Come on, I almost had an apartment. But when the landlord realized I'd been homeless, he doubled the deposit. And so then I couldn't get the apartment. And I just thought I was going to be home and didn't, and I couldn't take it, and I was mad. And a friend of mine gave me this pendant, and to remind me that a seashell is a magical entity, that if you're quiet enough and hold it to your ear, you can hear the ocean. And she reminded me that right now my life was as turbulent as a stormy sea, but if I was quiet enough and I listened, I could hear the plan that God had for me. I needed to be reminded that I'm an amateur person, but God is kind of expert. He kind of knows what he's doing. And if I waited long enough and was patient, I would find out that his plan for me was better than anything I could have ever imagined or any plan that I could have put together. I'm the kind of person that can think of a burrito on a radiator, but I couldn't think of the miracles that took place to find my way home. Thank you for being a part of Interfaith Family Promise, and I thank you for your time.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.